is a dance they call getting old. Every night about 12:30, you can hear all the pretty gals yell, get old with me. Honey, bend your knee. Don't get too strong, cause you can't last long getting old with me. Jack goes home and wanna be alone. Can't sleep a wink for the telephone. Takes the receiver in his hand. Hears the words he heard from Mary Ann. Get off with me. Honey, bend your knee. That music's good and hot. It really testifies. Get off with me. I heard dirty clothes said to Goldust when you ain't been around since the Lord knows when. Goldust began to make a fuss. I heard dirty clothes up in the dust. Get off with me, and I'll let you be. I hate to hurt you, poor little day. Get off with me. Jack taking his gal to a Lindbergh house. They danced so rough, tell they made her stop. She fell down, they made her go home, because she didn't have her right clothes on. Get along with me. Honey, bend your knee. She looked so well on the day she fell. Get along with me. Dancing teacher lives next door to me. He's past the age of 63. Radio wake me by the break of day. I heard the old lady when she said, get off with me. Baby, bend your knee. Be careful, old man Jack. Don't hurt your back. Get off with me. Mr. Buick said to Lizzie Ford one time, ain't seen you around in a long, long time. He lifted up Lizzie's hood and say, your engine sure look good. Getting off with me. Honey, bend your knee. Don't go too fast or you lose your gas. Getting off with me.
Ha ha ha. Well, I love the surface noise in that one. Yes, lots of glorious surface noise in that recording of Starvation Blues by Jesse Stone and his Blue Serenaders from 1928. Coote Grant and Kid Wesley Wilson sang Get Off With Me. Well, this is the old codger. I'm here, WFMU, filling in for Mech on the Antique Phonograph Hour. And I'm so angry. I'm not just peeved. I'm fucking mad. I come down here and do the work. The radio show presents 78 RPM records for you. I pick them out. I come down here from my bunker at East Hard, push a shopping cart. I do so much work. I have to get the controller down from the fourth floor. Matt leaves it. I have to lug it down two flights of stairs because it won't fit in the elevator. As if that's not enough work. No. Well, there's this woman here. David is Kelly Jones. And she assigns what she calls housekeeping chores to all the staff members. And she called me at my bunker and said I have not been doing my household chore to keep a housekeeping chore here in the building as a staff member. In order to retain my standing as a staff member, I have to do my housekeeping chore the next time I do my show. Yeah, some people have their housekeeping chore. There's a list of them up in the kitchen. Some of the people, they take the garbage out. Or some people, they vacuum the studio. One guy, his job is go floor to floor, go to each bathroom and lower the toilet seats. Others, someone else has to scrape the blood off the kitchen floor. And someone else has to collect and dispose of all the dirty hypodermic needles that they find in the bathroom here. Well, I wouldn't mind having a task like any of those. But no, that's not what Kelly Jones assigned to me. She tells me my job is to go from floor to floor and kill all the cockroaches in the building. This is an endless task. And because they're hippies here, they're a bunch of hippies, no good hippies, they don't let me use any insecticide. They said it's bad for the environment. It's environmentally hazardous to use insecticide. I have to go out and stomp on all the cockroaches with my boots. I must have squashed at least 150 of them. And I finally gave up. My feet hurt. Now this place is a ruinous pit of squalor. I can't take it anymore. Well, anyway, this place may be squalid, but I'm here to bring it some beauty. On the airwaves, surface noise, 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. So, gonna play some until 9 o'clock. Here we go. We got an hour of beautiful 78 RPM records brought to you by the old codger on WFMU.
Had a job as a chimney sweeper. He had the dope habit and he had it bad. Listen while I tell you about a dream he had. Oh, oh. He went down to the dope shop one Saturday night. He knew the lights would all be burning bright. Well, I guess he smoked a dozen pills or more. When he woke up, he was on a foreign shore. Oh, oh, oh. The Queen of Sheba was the first he met. She called him lovey-dovey and honey pet. She gave him a great big automobile with a diamond headlight and a golden wheel. Down in Honolulu, Willie fell in a trance. Seeing the dusky beauties do the hula dance. His sweetie got in jail and Willie sure did shout when he got the news that she had wiggled out. landed with a splash in the River Nile, riding on a seagoing crocodile. He winked at Cleopatra, she said, ain't he a sight? He said, how about a date for next Saturday night? Oh, oh. He had a million cattle and he had a million sheep, had a million vessels on the ocean deep, had $1,000,000 all in nickels and dimes. Well, he knew because he counted it 1,000 times. Oh, oh. He landed in New York one evening late. He asked his sugar for an after date, started to kiss her and she started to pout, when and the dope gave out.
Gather round you ukulele players, gather round you hey hey heyers. When I get through, you'll throw your youth away. There's a gal, a ukulele player, finest in the land. When she was born with a ukulele in her hand. She couldn't dance and she couldn't sing, she couldn't do another thing. But oh, how she could play a ukulele. Though she had a funny face, she was welcome any place. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. She'd play aloha, that meant goodbye, and make you aloha way with a sigh. Any place where she was found, all the boys would hang around. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. Never cared about a ukulele, now I'm taking lessons daily. I love it so I play it all the time. She taught me the cutest way of strumming, you should hear me now. I strum away all the day, she's a little teaching fool and how.
Never get nowhere holding hands.
never get nowhere, never get nowhere with your plans. What good is pressing fingertips? I'd rather press two ruby lips. You never get nowhere, never get nowhere holding hands. Novelty, but now it makes me sick. Hasn't any kick. Now at a dance, you can see every she and every he there holding hands till dawn, until the thrill is gone. Oh, you never get nowhere, never get nowhere holding hands. You never get nowhere, never get nowhere with your plans. Now today you squeeze a girlie's mitt, it's callous, boy, she's used to it. You never get nowhere, never get nowhere holding hands.
Hooky, hooky, oh how we love to play. Hooky, hooky, there'll be no school today.
Love it. Yeah, that was the Brock Sisters. That goes out to my friend, Nestor Di Sorrento. She's out there listening on her Philco. And that was the Brock Sisters and Schoolhouse Brewers from 1923. Victor Roberts, before that, Victor Roberts, and he sang a song called Sahara Rose. We heard the Plantation Players, and the vocalist was named Tom Stacks. And he sang You'll Never Get Nowhere, Holding Hands. Johnny Marvin, playing the ukulele, sang a song about a girl who plays the ukulele. Oh, how she could play a ukulele, from Johnny Marvin. And Ernest Rogers did the old classic Willie the Chimney Sweeper. Well, this is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, filling in for Mac. The last minute filling, he was going to do his show tonight, and at the last minute, he got awarded a Grammy, a Peabody, something, a great award, and he was invited out to Hollywood to collect the award in person. So they flew Mac out to the West Coast overnight, and he's there collecting his Academy Award. And he'll be back next week to talk about all the rubbing elbows with the stars in Hollywood that he's doing tonight right now. Well, anyway, I'm here for an hour playing the 78 RPM records that are so grand. Hope you love the surface noise. I sure do. Well, let me tell you, last Thursday was a fine day. You know what last Thursday was. It was Sophie Tucker's birthday. That's right. And I baked a cake to mark the occasion and had a little party. So Sophie could not attend. She passed away in 1966. So it was just me and the wind-up Victrola. I ate all the cake, and I listened to Sophie Tucker, 78, all day. I hope you don't mind. And if you do, I'll make a roast out of you. It's never too cold to use my barbecue pit. Well, I was reminiscing. I first met Sophie Tucker around 1913. Back then she was slim. She was a very slender, 185 pounds. Now, at the time, she was not the last of the red-hot mamas. In fact, back in 1913, there were 45 red-hot mamas ahead of her. I remember many of them. There was Dolly Duke and Hilda Humdinger and Molly Tabasco. And then there was a frosty firecracker. Then there was Sulfura Wanderfinger, Daisy Tuscadero, Bessie Skrotowicz. I forget all the names, but I knew them all. I knew them all. And when I say I knew them, well, you can look that word up in the Bible, for it's an anachronistic definition. Anyway, at some point, all these red-hot mamas, the ones that were ahead of Sophie in the line, they started dying. Mysterious death. Every single one of those red-hot mamas were poisoned. A foul play was assumed in all cases. They were young, but no one was ever charged with their murders. One after another, 44 red-hot mamas were found at room temperature in their dressing parlors. By 1922, there was only two left, Mamie Smith and Sophie Tucker. They were both red-hot. And there was only one way to determine who was hotter. So they stuck thermometers in their mouth. Well, they stuck a thermometer in Mamie Smith's mouth, and it hit 107 degrees. She was hot. Then they put a thermometer in Sophie Tucker's mouth, and it melted. Yeah, and that made Sophie Tucker the last of the red-hot mamas, which is only fitting because she was the hottest of them all. And she was never poisoned. That's because Sophie could eat anything and never suffer any ill effects. She was a very shapely garbage can. I used to affectionately call her that. She didn't mind. Anyway, so because it was her birthday last week, we're going to celebrate listening to some Sophie Tucker music here on the Old Codger Radio Hour here on WFMU.
Now, Papa dear, listen here, and let's not have a row. You haven't taken me out once in many, 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 many months. All day I've worked, I haven't shirked, but I give you notice now. Tonight, if you stay home, well, you'll stay home all alone. My work is done, now I want some fun that I'm entitled to. And if you don't want to take me out, it's perfectly okay. Okay, and toodaloo. Stay at home, Papa. Go on, stay at home, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight. You want to stay in? I'm going out hey-hey, because you ain't treating me right. It's all right with me. You can sit at home and listen to the radio. Baby, I'm going out and get myself a load of Haiti, Haiti home. Stay at home, Papa. Go on, play alone, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight. What's that you say? You're going to bed? You're tired? Mm-hmm, I see. That's been the whole damn trouble with you. You're always too tired for me. All right, go to sleep. Go on, get into bed. Go on, go on, go on. Start a snore. It's wives like me with husbands like you that twin beds were invented for. The hell with this business of early to bed and early to rise. I'm going to hang around Harry Roy and his van and get circles under my eyes. I'll pick up a nice young college boy who's plenty wild. You know what they say, nature in the raw, raw is seldom mild. Fine husband you are when I want some love and you say you can't be annoyed. Well, I'm not going to stay at home and be one of those unenjoyed. My love depression days are over, I won't stand here and gab. My prosperity's around the corner waiting in a taxi cab. Don't worry about me getting a sweetheart, that won't be so hard. Say, if I don't do so well on Piccadilly, oh, there's always the Navy Yard. Stay at home, Papa. Go on, play alone, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight.
Thank you. fact it is that we women folk are beating all you men. You get evidence of it every day. Now just look what we go through and the clever things that we do, and we surely have this to say. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? They fly the Atlantic while countries explore, where lions and tigers and savages roar. Then they faint dead away when they see a little mouse on the floor. Boys, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? I said, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? A man who's so old that he should take to his bed will try monkey glands and he'll get married instead. But we know who put the big idea in his head. You know who? Women, women, women. Aren't women grand? Though we like to think and to boast about man being supreme, still he's got to play second fiddle, no doubt. Though he's big and tall, maybe she's short and small, yet she can count him out. Oh, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? When baby is expected, you chuckle with glee and think how you'll dangle the kid on your knee. A girl or a boy you'd like, but she hands you three. No fooling. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? How kings have been conquered, the history books tell. For instance, Anne Boleyn, and also Sweet Nell. Surely you know Cleopatra and Sophie Tucker as well. I must say that we women are wonderful, boys. No fooling. Women are grand.
She's wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. She's hitched and hiked and grifted too, from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, she missed the Beaux-Arts ball, and what is twice as sad, she was never at a party where they honored Noel Cass. Society, she says, is much too fast, preferring her Bohemia first and last. She gets too hungry for dinner at eight. She likes the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, it's oak, hates California, 'cause it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She goes to Cody, the beach is divine. She goes to Baldy, the beachers are fine. She follows Winchell and reads every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes a prize fight that isn't a fake. She loves the rowing on Central Park Lake. She goes to opera, stays wide awake.
That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the green grass under her shoes. What can she lose? She's flat, that's that. She's all alone when she lowers her lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Yeah, there's our little birthday tribute to the great Sophie Tucker. Sophie, oh yeah, Sonia Kalish, when she was born, long time ago. Well, I miss her very much, Sophie, but we still have her music, hundreds and hundreds of 78 RPM records to listen to. I'm Sophie Tucker. Well, this is the old codger. I'm filling in for Mac. Here at WFMU, Antique Phonograph Hour. Old codger, that's right. My third set of dentures are older than you. And I'll be here till the top of the hour, playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style.
How do you do, Mrs. Clancy?
I'm well, thank you, Mrs. McCann. How would you say?
Oh, sure, I'm all in after the week's wash. My daughter Marianne alone gives me enough to break the back of me.
Well, after the looks of her today, your wash will be much lighter next week. I'm just after seeing most of her coming down the street. And all I can say is I'm glad all me girls are boys. Here she comes now.
Well, well, would you look at her? Wait till I lay me hands on her. Marianne?
Yes?
I'm ashamed your name's McCann.
What's the matter, Mama dear?
Marianne, come over here. Babe, is that the dress you bought?
Don't you know they wear them short?
You'll get pinched if you get caught.
Well, what do you want from me?
Keep your skirt down. Keep your skirt down. Keep your skirt down. Marianne.
Oh, applesauce. Gee, I have a lovely dimple on my knee.
Don't I know it? Babe, it wasn't put there for the world to see. Keep your skirt down.
What do you mean, down?
You know what I mean when you sit down, if you can. You'd make any man at all a nervous wreck.
Why?
Remember, you can wear your beads around your neck. Keep your skirt down. Keep your skirt down.
They're going up.
Well, keep them down, Marianne. Marianne, Marianne. Sure, you'll never get a man.
Oh, I'll grab one, never fear.
Marianne, just listen here. Men like the old-fashioned kind.
Mama, dear, you're way behind.
Sure, you'll make them lose their minds.
Well, what am I going to do?
Keep your skirts down.
Oh.
Keep them way down.
Gee-whiz.
Keep your skirts down, Marianne.
You make me tired. I might catch a fellow with my stockings rolled.
All that you will ever catch will be a cold. Keep your skirt down.
Oh, what do you mean, down?
Keep them down when you sit down, if you can.
Nowadays, you must dress like this to win a lad.
Faith, I didn't do it, and I won your dad.
Well, he was no bargain.
Don't get fresh. Keep your skirt down.
They're going up.
Well, keep them down, Marianne.
There's nothing so gay as a stinking cafe, a club where the nightmites rally. There's nothing so vicious or costly pernicious as the life we all lead in the alley. For birthdays and weddings and airing our beddings, the home is no longer a boon. A private pleasure or vex we now make public as sex. The salon of today's the saloon. Hello, darling, it's heaven to see you. Doesn't she look awful? Get that eye. It's black. He hit her. I knew it last night. He said he'd kick her teeth out if she got tight. Hello, darling, I'm so glad you came by. It's a happy birthday we're singing to you. Wretched old Stu, he must be 102. Imagine admitting another year gone. Stingy old boar trying to cheat Forest Lawn. Nasty, smelly, vile man, cheap chiseling. Why, thank you very much. It's a happy birthday to cigars. Cigarettes, cigarettes, cigars. The most hateful of all humanity are those who check their hats in their cars. Cigars, cigarettes, cigarettes, cigars. May you break your back if you take your pack into restaurants, clubs, or bars. My wife has gone away, hooray, everybody drink. My wife has gone away to stay, I got her in the clink. I found a lovely body in an old forgotten trunk. Now mother's up the river and pappy's on the junk. 4 scotch high, 2 with water, 1 no sugar daiquiri, 8 Tom Collins, 3 martinis, first that champagne order for me, 16 zombies, 3 rum swizzles. Okay, you waiters, speak like men. I'm a bartender, not a monkey. Stop that chattering and give me the order again. Drunk with love, my body aches. Dorothy, darling, let me tell you what he's singing, that tired old urge. The new psychiatrist that I'm going to in the Bleecker building says that I've got a primate urge. Yes, to sleep with monkeys, marmosets, anything with a big tail. Round and round, because I'll have to go to bed with the gargantua before I get through. Don't you understand? It's my only way of escape. My God, is he going to sing that thing forever? Waiter, it's coming on me again. Send out quickly and get me an ape. Photographer's flashlights destroying the pash lights. Somebody's sailing, ailing and wailing. Designs for divorces serve with all courses. And that guy with psychic forces who destroys you with the horses. It's greedy, it's gaudy, it's seedy, it's bawdy. It's frowsy and lousy, it's true. But I adore it, don't you, baby? And I think I do, cause maybe I really mean it when I say hello, darlings, to you.
And that was Bruce Fletcher. Alas, he has no children. That was Hello Darling by Bruce Fletcher. Aidan Stanley before that, and Billy Murray with Keep Your Skirts Down, Mary Ann. Here at the Old Codger Radio Hour, playing 78, filling in for Mac on the Antique Photograph Hour on WFMU. Well, those of you, long-time listener of the Old Codger program, know that for many years, I've been giving my phone number out on the air. And my phone number, as you know, I've had the same phone number since 1892. My phone number is 6. Well, anyway, I've been giving my phone number on the air, and I've got too many people calling me. They're calling me all day, asking me for favors. They're requesting the fan club photographs. And I got these telemarketers calling, trying to sell me things I don't need, things I don't understand. And the only thing I need is a new waffle iron. And no one's called to sell me one. I also need a shed for my backyard to hold the spillover from my growing 78 RPM record collection. Yes, my collection is still growing. Because when my friends die, I inherit their 78s. I make certain that this is in their last will and testament. I discuss it with them right after they are diagnosed as senile, and I make them sign a transfer of ownership that goes into effect the moment they re-enter the food chain. Anyway, I don't get offers of sheds or waffle irons. I get these, calling me all these kids, youngsters in their 60s and 70s, calling, asking for my autograph, asking me how much they're Russ Colombo 78s are worth. Or they want to know, can they have my 78s when I die? Yeah, they're vultures and poltroons. I don't have anything against them personally. I just hate their guts. Maybe, I don't know, giving my phone number on the air was not a good idea. I think I need a new phone number. I wonder if 12 is available. And Rummy Delbarton, he has a phone number of 8. He's a few years younger than me. And I know who has 9. It's Blind Clarence Muckton. He's an old blues picker from Bloomfield, New Jersey. I think he's still alive. Look, I want you all to call him. Blind Clarence Muckton. His phone number, write it down, get a pencil. His phone number is 9. Record him, talk to him, ask him for photos, autographs, directions to his house. Go bother him, I don't care. Just leave me alone. Thank you. And now back to the 70 RPM music.
I saw a monkey dancing with a purple cow. The cuckoo came out of the clock and said,
meow.
Pink elephants on my trousers, pink elephants on my coat. A polka dot boa constrictor was shaving a billy goat. A beetle lay beside me and started into snow. Oh, I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore.
Pink elephants on the table, pink elephants on the chair, pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants everywhere. I hid my head right in the bed and said a prayer. When I woke up again, what do you think was there?
pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants on the wall. A lavender alligator was running around the hall. Now I'm through making whoopee, I raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore.
Of doubt, my aim is to find and straighten him out, because nobody's fooling Birmingham Bertha. She's had school in Birmingham Bertha. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, my plan. Just treat me fair, and I'm on the level. Try and give me air, and I'm just a she-devil. He's on my mind, so I intend to find that man. But at that, I'm just the worst simple Simon that you know. I gave him my diamonds and my dough. But you can bet it, he'll regret it. He's gonna get it, and so don't expect as much as $2 worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. Like the police, I never release my man. Huh, now we's in Chicago, came up here from Birmingham. As I was feeling kind of funny, had to see my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. No more blues in my heart, 'cause we two ain't apart. I found my Sam, that loving man. But all the same, nobody's fooling Birmingham Bertha. She's had school in this particular Bertha. Eye for an eye, jaw for a jaw's my plan. Just treat me fair, and I'll be on the level. Try and give me air, and I'll become a cage of apes to you. And unless I go blind, I always find my man. And to think that he would run out and do me such a low-down, dirty trick. Why, I knew him when he couldn't eat and he wasn't sick. What you can bet is he'll regret it. Is he gonna get it from this strong arm of man? So don't expect as much as 2 bits worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. Like the police, I never release my man.
And that's the end of the show. That was Ethel Waters and Birmingham Bertha. Brad Willie Dunn and Lottie Johnson before that with a deep minor rhythm. Jim Davison and his new Royal Ballet Orchestra did Pink Elephants. And Ukulele Ike, great Cliff Edwards, with You're So Cute, Mama O' Mine. Well, this is the old codger. I've been filling in for Mac. Here are the Ethic Phonograph Hour. It's been a swell time to be here again and play for you 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. Now I've got to go back to my bunker in East Orange, load up all my 78s in a shopping cart, push them along the Route 280 corridor, all that ice and sleet and slush, I'm sick of it. Coming down here, two trucks almost ran me off the road. Well, I think this bad weather is a government conspiracy, if you ask me, but better not say that too loud. Somebody in the government might hear me. Well, anyway, stay tuned for Tom. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. And there is no internet. It does not exist. It is a figment of your imagination.
On the air at WFMU, and then I asked you if I was on the air at WFMU.
Hi, Tom. This is Sasha from Oklahoma.
The caller, Erica from Baltimore.
Hey, Tom. This is Ramsey in Greenpoint.
This is John.
I hate that guy.
Mort Rimbley. Mitt Romney.
Who's that?
Well, then I would flick the cane, and I would slash you in the face.
I have literally been in 1,000 fights.
How much sports ball?
Come on.
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Yeah. They have ring bologna at the Wawa.
I'm Julie.
This is Jerry and Boulder.
Hey, Tom. This is Jason Grove.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Todd Newbridge. Todd Palin.
My name is Mustafa.
Larry DeFerre.
He was taking 63 different pills.
Matthew Tompkins.
This is radio.
Sounds like you're running your voice through some sort of
modulator.
No, I'm not running through a modulator
Tom,
either.
It's David from
hey, Tom. It's Officer Tom.
Stefani. Thomas Ken Rogers.
Tom, it's Julie Klausner.
It's Julie Klausner.
My name is Dylan Milford. I'm the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Spike Fan Club.
Martin from Edison.
This is Paul F. Tompkins from Hollywood, California.
Yeah, you got Clark out here in New Jersey.
Clark?
Yeah. This is Lori.
Lori from?
Miami.
Ready? I'm coming.
Who is?
You'll find out.
Make you eat the Bible.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
It's Kurt Gaistburn.
Gaistburn?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, it's Ted.
Hi, Tom, it's DJ Terry T.
I said it's Bill down in Millersville, Maryland.
Is Omar? Really?
Hey, Tom, it's Maniac FOT.
I'm
saying coffin, not coffin.
Sociology, yeah. Anthropology. We're all going to get degrees at the end.
Giraffes for laughs, all right for a while.